We have a live, living Baron in the Roadcaster today. Baron of Dunsany, Randall Plunkett. Good afternoon. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me.
How should I address you?
Randall, please. I work for a living.
You work for a living, yeah. Just explain your barony. Is that it? Is this, what?
I've never heard it that called.
Your baronship.
People call me Lord or people call me Baron, but
right.
This is a republic, so
yeah.
My kids just call me, you know, Dad. Or Dude or Bro sometimes.
Right.
We're feeling noughties.
That's very... my 11-year-old calls me Bro. It's all Bro, isn't
bro,
it?
Bro, yeah.
Hey, Bro, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, when I try and do and I give them the high five, they leave me hanging.
Do they?
These kids are horrible.
What age are your children?
13, going on 37.
Yeah.
And a 3-year-old who's in charge.
Right.
She's already telling me she's king of the castle. Wait till she sees the electric bills.
Hard to heat, I'd say, castles.
Oh, you have no idea. I get good use of my hats anyway.
Baron of Dunsany. So tell us a bit about yourself, just for our listeners.
Well, I'm a filmmaker.
Yeah.
I'm a director of photography and director. So to the people who don't know what that means, I play with the camera. And then on top of that, I'm an environmentalist. And Dunsany is the first rewilding project in Ireland. We have been trying to conserve for the last decade, quite successfully, if I may add.
Now, yeah, tell us a little bit about Dunsany and your ancestry.
So we're the oldest family in Ireland. Dunsany was built in 1180, and we've been here since 1050.
Right.
So another 50 years and we're native.
And is Dunsany a castle or a mansion or a large house?
It's a castle. Thus, it comes with castle problems, normally roof.
Yes.
And every other thing. Every time a tradesman comes through the door, you can add an extra zero to everything. So, yeah, and we've been there since the beginning. So it's an amazing legacy to have. But the thing is, with it, when you get privilege like that, you have so many possibilities to do things that are worthwhile. And so my family has always tried to do the right thing. And when it came to my time to take over, you know, I could have tried to maybe live off the fat of the land, so to speak, or I could do something worthwhile. And the environment for me was something that was screaming. And it's so important as Irish people, like we came from the land. It's so much of our culture, our music, it comes from the land. And to see it sort of in such a poor state, and I think a lot about, when you spend that much time looking at the history, you think a lot about the future.
Mm.
And you think that you're very much part of something. You're not the center part, but you're part of something. And I decided that I wasn't going to let that part of Ireland die.
So we'll talk about rewilding in a moment, but I'm fascinated to know what it was like to grow up in a castle.
Well, hide and seek was definitely a great game.
Haunted
House was another great game.
Yeah, secret doors. Are there secret doors?
You best believe it. I was always looking for treasure.
Yeah.
Never found any. If I found €2 on the around the place,
and
I
what
was
about
happy.
Are there panels where the door is the same as the?
Sure, I go around knocking on all the walls regularly anyway. And then, so there was always a bit of that, and so we would often, you know, Halloween parties were great. Yeah. Let's be honest. And most people presume that you live in a castle, you must come out with a cape on. But I assure you, I'm not Batman. Mostly, it's a robe, and I wear a lot of slippers.
Yeah, looking at your handle, though. You would suit a cape or a robe. You have that look
you
about
very
you.
Much.
Yeah. Jet black hair, pulled back into a ponytail, manicured dark black facial hair. Like, you know, you'd suit a cape.
Well, most people think that I should just have a guitar.
Ah, yeah.
Sure, I was born with a bunch of thumbs. There's no fingers there that can play a guitar. So that's why I'm good with a camera. I can just press the red button.
Well, filmmaking is very creative. And you're in the process of making a movie out in Dunsany called Darragh, Irish for red.
Yes, that's right.
Is it a horror movie?
It's definitely a horror film.
Right.
It's Emma Ray's new movie. She's a very, very promising film director. I think she's going to be big in the next few years. So she gave me the honor of being her DP on this one. And her husband, Baz Black, who I'm sure you've seen Dublin Crust, which is a big film that kind of has been circulating and currently on Amazon. So they are lovely people, and we are going to do horrible, horrible films together.
Does Darragh refer to the colour of blood, perhaps? Yes, so there's a lot of that, right.
And there's gonna be monsters. It's going to be good.
And you're shooting tonight?
We're shooting tonight. I'm literally leaving this room and going straight back to prep a camera.
Right.
I know. No rest for the wicked.
Will there be dry ice?
Well, there will definitely be a smoke machine. Now, the biggest problem, if it starts to rain, my poor lights are going to go.
Oh, yeah.
Better not say this too loud, because the rental house will start calling me up. So, yeah, no, we're looking at the weather. It's already cold.
Yeah.
You know, I was planning on being in shorts and a T-shirt, and that was ruined.
Yeah, no, it's cold. It is cold.
The only people I see in shorts and a T-shirt are your runners, and if you think I'm going to be running, you're mad.
Ah, very disappointed, Randall.
I know.
Yeah. So, the Lord or Baron of Dunsany, and you mentioned the word privilege, but, like, under ancient law, are you entitled to anything?
Ah, well, you know, I would... Obviously, there's no titles and things in Ireland. Once this became a republic,
yes,
all that stuff went up.
But you've held on to it, sort of, ish.
It's, you know, the thing is, like, it's not on my passport. I don't go around calling myself Lord Dunsany or anything like that. Americans call me that, and my bank manager calls me that. But
does he?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, they like money and they, you know, anything.
Lord Dunsany, good to see you. Mind you, your real name is quite impressive, Randall Plunkett.
Yeah, I like that one better, to be honest.
It's a movie star name.
Yeah. Well, sometimes they get my name wrong. Like, they call me Randolph or Rudy.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. So that's the problem. And then Americans like to call it Randell. Where does Randell come from? Nobody's called Randell.
No.
Like, so I don't know where they get that from.
So you've a 3-year-old and a 13-year-old?
Yeah.
Is it? So what are your fears, hopes, dreams for their futures?
Well, you know, I mean, the thing is like, we're a little bit worried about the climate, which is what I'm doing.
Yes,
here.
That's the rewilding.
But, you know, the thing is that, you know, this is a country that has really developed a lot. Like, since when I was a kid, it was the 90s, so we had all the troubles, we had all that stuff. And it was a very kind of difficult place back then. And Ireland has just bloomed into this new thing, full of new people and et cetera, and full of opportunity. I suppose my biggest concern for the future is that they don't have what we had. And I don't mean just the DVD players, because, I mean, they're already lost on that one. All they've going to have is their tablets. But I really just want a bright future where food is not going to be a problem, where nature flourishes and equal opportunities happen. Because I'm a dad with daughters. And, you know, you want equality, but you also want equal opportunity, because it's not just about ticking boxes. You want people to see each other as people rather than, oh, well, category. Yeah. And, you know, as someone who's often felt insecure about my own skills and my own work, because people sort of, you know, you wonder, are you getting the job because...
You're Lord Dunsany. Yeah.
Or am I getting the job because I worked really hard?
Because you're Randall Plunkett.
To study. Yeah. And that for me is difficult. And then when I think about what it's like for women who are suddenly probably in that similar situation, I try and resonate with that. And for me, I really would like to see a much more balanced society, and a society in which everybody has an opportunity, because I think we've done amazing things to get there, but we're not perfect yet. There's still a lot of poverty. And there's definitely a lot of environmental poverty, which we definitely need to work on, and we're trying.
Yeah. So how many acres have you rewilded out in Dunsany?
So the farm is about just under 1,700 acres, and we have rewilded one-third.
Right.
We pay for everything ourselves. There's no grants. There's no government help or any of that stuff, which means I get to say whatever I want. So the main goal behind it is to preserve nature, bring back the animals, which we've done, and science, because... He who pays for science gets to write the narrative. The problem is often big business is paying for science. So if they see something that's not so positive for their agenda, well, then we have a different view. Where with us, everything is open source. It's all about the youth. It's all about schools. It's all about education.
So 10 years you've been rewilding. What changes have you seen? What different wildlife have you witnessed?
Well, when I started, there were a few foxes. There was a couple of deer. Now I've seen hares come back. I've seen peregrine falcons come back. Didn't even know what a peregrine falcon was until I saw one. As red kites, all these things. Like, we've seen woodpeckers for the first time in 100 years. And last year, for the first time in 70-odd years, maybe 75 years, red salmon are spawning in the river.
Wow.
And myself and the fisheries, with participation of the OPW, have started the first waterways rewilding project in Ireland. So we are going to work very hard to bring back the waterways, because Ireland, I don't know if you know this, are not doing well with waterways. But there are people who complain and there are people who do things. And I'm definitely the second one.
You're the doer. You're the doer.
Myself and the group, because the thing is, individuals do things, groups do more things. And that's what it's all. It's about getting people involved in participation and learning things and learning to enjoy things. And that's the beauty of living around nature. You know, I mean, that's the thing. It's for everybody.
Listen, I know you're busy, so you're going back to shoot Darragh, the horror movie, out in Dunsany. It's been a real pleasure talking to you, and I'm sure we'll talk again. Randall Plunkett, also known as the Baron of Dunsany. Thanks so much, Randall.
Thank you very much.
Quick commercial break. Oh, no. Hold it. Leave Kavanagh. Come in here.
Oh, sorry.
I made a mistake. There. I called a commercial break.
What mistake did you make?
Randall, Niamh. Sure.
Nice to meet you.
Randall, Niamh. Sorry.
How are you?
We'll hold that break, yeah. How are things, Niamh? Good to see you.
Very good, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Hold on, now I get into the magic seat here. Great, keep busy and enjoying that conversation very much.
Oh, thank you very much.
I would like to say I'm supporting the effort by the fact that I have quite a wild garden, but that's mostly because I'm not there. But I'm really for it, you know, so I spend a lot of time in the kind of...
Do you know Niamh, Randall?
I have not met.
No. Okay. No, Niamh won the Eurovision Song Contest for Ireland.
Like 100 years ago.
In your eyes. Now, Randall's into death metal.
Different than the Barbie one.
Oh, yeah, a small bit. A small bit different. But there is 31 years actually this year since I won. But, you know, everything has to change, as we know, and reflect, you know, whatever society's happening. But the reality is, you know, the core of it is still about music and it's still about what you're doing.
Now, I tell you, I'm going to take a commercial break now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and we'll come back after this. Quick commercial break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.